at 9:04 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 467, 465 through 467, 536. Warrants 7909, 7911 through 7914. Journal entries are transfers number 1 and number 3.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for May 2nd, 2022, regular session minutes and executive session minutes.
Move to approve executive session minutes for May 2nd, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 2nd, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Monthly budget report.
I'm to give you a monthly report on the funds of the budget. I've got GCR ending the month of April with $8,088,083.50. I have Road and Bridge ending the month of April at $15,835,278.99. I've got transfer station at $1,022,927.52. Law enforcement fund is at $2,881,704.54. And the sewer is at $11,240,309.09. And that just gives amounts of funds in the budget, and I did send out the monthly reports. If you guys have any questions, let me know. Thank you.
I have a real quick question. When's the what's the next payment on the Judicial Center? Have we already made, is it two this year?
No, just well, we've got
October, won't we have an interest?
We got the interest. The, we got the main one, but then the interest.
Have we, so we've already paid the main one?
The
large one?
The main one, yes.
Okay. That was in April?
That was in April.
April, okay.
I think you put the end of March. It's due in April.
Right, it's due in April.
It was due in April. I would have to look on when exactly it was paid.
And so these numbers reflect that coming out. The $2,881,704 is after the large payment?
Yeah, in April. It was in April because in April, $2,558,234.91 was the expenditure amount in April.
Okay.
So that would be the
larger.
Yep.
And then the next payment, because it's fall and it's like 74,000. What is it?
I would have to look.
Something like that.
I think it's a little interest. Okay, and then what is the? We have one more.
We have one more next year, which is going to be half the amount we paid for this year, which is going to be about $850,000.
Okay, and then is that done, or is it?
That's
and then the interest, and then it would be done.
Okay. April of 2023, it should be done, shouldn't it?
I think we still have to pay the interest on that.
Think we do.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I would have to double.
I was thinking we were done with one payment in 2023.
I thought we were too.
I can look.
Okay.
Because if you pay the final payment in April, it doesn't quite make sense. You pay interest in October.
Right. That's what I was.
I'll double look on that.
But it's still.
I'll let you know.
It's 2023 that.
The end,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I just kind of looking where we're at on that fund, and so it's pretty healthy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Personal property abatements and add-on report for April 2022.
Move to accept the personal property abatement and add-on report for April of 2022. Add it into record.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Memorandum of Understanding, School Resource Officer, Taneyville and Bradleyville, number 22-040, Sheriff. I've received a letter dated May 2nd, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approved the respective Memorandum of Understanding as to form.
Look like one of the main differences in this is that the county is to pay for all the training instead of them.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And it says that they will repay the district on receipt of an invoice. So just so that we know who has responsibility, will that be the payroll clerk or your office that
will
invoice?
That will be Kim in our office.
Okay. This is year-round instead of, and I think our others with Branson was not.
Yes, this one is based on the start and end date of the school year, whereas the one at Branson, they ended it on December 31st, just the way it fell. But yeah, this one is based on the actual school year.
So a security officer, what would they do in the... When the school's not in session.
Well, when the school's not in session, they won't be trying to find the dates here.
It says August 1st to 22 to okay. July 31st.
When the school's not in session during the summer, they'll be on patrol. They will not be in the school.
So then that would, your office is going to do the billing, so they wouldn't be working for the school
right.
then. So
they won't be billed during those months.
But by this agreement, if they wanted to call them for some reason during that, if they had some kind of function.
They could. Correct. Yeah, there's a stipulation in the agreement that they can work extra. And we invoice the school for any overtime or extra above and beyond what's included in the agreement.
So we have two separate memorandum of understandings here, correct?
Correct.
Move to approve the memorandum of understanding by and between Taney County Sheriff's Office, Taney County, and Taneyville R2 School District.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the memorandum of understanding by and between Taney County Sheriff's Office, Taney County, Missouri, and Bradleyville R1 School District.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maintenance agreement, loaner, printer, number 22-049. I have a letter from our attorney dated May 5th, 2022, and he approves the agreement as to form. This agreement is buy-in between Gibbs Technology Company, doing business as GFI Digital Incorporated, and GFI in Taney County.
I didn't get to talk to Nikki on this. I didn't know if she was in today or not. But I wondered when we ordered the printer if we knew that they wouldn't be able to deliver it. And they're talking like maybe. So.
Well, it says it's anticipated to be by the summer, though.
And pardon? Right now,
they anticipate for the printer to be in the summer. And what they're charging is just a per copy. I don't think there's any other.
Yeah. Well, no, we have. Okay, I thought we had another. That was another cost on it. Let me look.
I don't think there's any other cost. I think it's just the per copy. And it's for black and white. It's
in color.
1 cent, and for color, it's 8.9 cents.
Okay, and if it goes down within 8 working hours or more or less, they repair it.
The only thing was we have to make sure we, when the new printer comes in, we have to terminate the agreement.
Yes.
But at the same time, I'm assuming if we don't use it, then there's no...
Wouldn't have any copy charges. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, if the copy charges, I thought there was another
deal. I'm not seeing one. Move to approve the maintenance agreement by and between Taney County and Gibbs Technology Company, doing business as GFI Digital Incorporated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for aggregate rock number 22-047, Road and Bridge. This is for Category 1. Received a letter dated May 6th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the notices as to form. These notices of renewal for aggregate rock Category 1 between Taney County and we have this A supplier, Table Rock Asphalt, B, APAC, C, Capital Materials, D, American RNC, also known as Buchanan Materials, and Tri-Lakes Ready Mix. That says D.
So this is the third and final
renewal.
It's got to be
rebid
next year. And then... there's provisions that allow for a 5% increase. Did all of them take that? Or
I know two of them did.
Only one of them took the increase, correct?
I'd had two call me about it. Capital did take it. Buchanan had called me about it, but I mean, it seemed to be able to. Table Rock took one last year on. Uh-huh. APAC, the quarry is still here, but they're never open. They just kind of come and go as they have jobs in the area.
Okay.
Go open.
You say they called you on it, but they didn't say they wanted to make the increase.
They never submitted to Nikki a new...
New price sheet?
Yeah.
So in order to do it, they would have to do that before they
right.
You just get an invoice and taking it.
Correct.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to approve notice of renewal for